You know, I had to do a lot of research on this. The thing is, you know, Jesus in the garden was asking his father to remove what he was about to experience. You know, but of course he did say, not my will, let yours be done. Now, the cup of wrath of sin was poured out in full fury on Jesus. And I mean, like, this is what the cup was that he was talking about. And we could even say was maybe scared of. You know, imagine being part of the Godhead. Mm-hmm. And knowing how God cannot tolerate sin, punishes sin, and Jesus knew as a man, he had to face it, that he was going to take the full brunt of that wrath on him.
For all of humanity.
Yeah. I mean, like, we see it referenced, Jeremiah 25:15 and Revelation 14:10, both talking about the cup of God's wrath on sin. Psalm 78:8 and Isaiah 51:17, all these specifically talk about his cup of wrath. And Jesus knew, taking on the sin of the world, that he was going to face that full on. And, you know, as a man, you know, maybe for that instance, it might have scared him.
Yeah.
You know, hard to say, but I know that when I look into scripture and I see how God's wrath is poured out, it is scary stuff. I mean, like, it really is. For those who don't know Christ, it is scary. You know, Jesus would have full knowledge of what that wrath entails, being part of the Trinity, of course. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it was not necessarily the physical pain that he was going to endure, although he knew it would be painful. It was more, you know, having to face the full wrath of God poured out from that cup of wrath, you know, taking on the sins for all time. And that might have been what maybe scared him, with good reason. I mean, like, this cup is symbolized, of course, in communion that we take part of, remembering that Jesus had to take the punishment in our place. And, you know, once the two brothers, you know, James and John, they asked to have thrones on either side of Jesus in the kingdom. And his response to them was, "Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink?" And that's from Matthew 20:22.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
I mean, like, this is, of course, you know, reference about what he was about to face. And yeah, it wasn't a rebuke, rather just an honest question. Are you ready to handle this? Can you face this?
Yeah.
And, I guess they really didn't know what they were asking in that exchange.
Absolutely not.
So, I mean, like, that's what I came up with for that particular question about the cup.
That's awesome. So.